though, with the 4th of July, wow, fast approaching. Got to start thinking about the annual Butte to Butte here in Tracktown, USA. Learn more online. Visit buttetobutte.org. Welcome back one of the race organizers, William Wyckoff. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing awesome, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Always happy to spread the word about a kind of a legendary event in these parts. Let's go to Journalism School 101, kind of start with the basics. I know the when. I know when July 4th is. Some of the other W's, where, who, what do folks need to know?
Yeah, so it's always on the 4th of July, the Aquafina OTC Butte to Butte. This is the 44th year. We've got a 5K that starts at 7:30, 10K starts at 8 o'clock, and then the 4-mile mare's walk starts at 8:30. Basically, traditional courses starting down at the shadow of Spencer Butte, down by Spencer Butte Middle School, finish down by Fifth Street Public Market in the shadow of Skinner Butte.
You know, one of the things that always fascinates me being here in Tracktown is who participates. And I know that a majority, a substantial majority, are local. But as far as other states, internationally, kind of what's the representation from how far and wide do folks come to take part in the Butte?
Yeah, so every year, traditionally about 90% of all participants are from Lane County. If it's an Olympic trials year, which it's been the last three cycles, 08, 12, and 16, there's a lot of people from out of town. And in those years, we typically get all 50 states represented. People here that are watching the trials come and participate also. On non-Olympic trials years, we usually get about 45 of the states represented and a few countries around the world. We've got a big family this year from Sweden, about 16 members coming, so that's kind of exciting. But yeah, it's the people's race, and then everybody around the country that has relatives here, they come in and do the Butte to Butte on the 4th of July.
Amazing. I'm always amazed by the mentality of the runner. They are a unique group. With William Wyckoff, one of the organizers of the Butte to Butte. Let's give you a chance to give some love. This doesn't happen by accident. You get some sponsors who go out of their way, very generous. Who are some of the key supporters that make this event possible here in 2017?
Yeah, thank you. The event is organized by Oregon Track Club. It's an Oregon Track Club event. The title sponsor since 1993 has been Bigfoot Beveragez. They used to be the MLF group. Aquafina has been the title sponsor representing that group. So Aquafina, Bigfoot Beveragez, Pepsi, they have just done a tremendous job of supporting the event over the years. Oregon Imaging Center, they're the bib number sponsor this year. Dr. Libby Daniel, they're the award sponsor. And then eWeb, they sponsor the aid stations, and then several other aid stations on the course sponsored by Eugene Running Company, Run Hub Northwest, Ophelia's Place, Recharge. And so a lot of support from a lot of local entities. It's pretty cool.
Prize money. I mean, you know, it's nice to run, nice to be healthy, nice to stay in shape, nice to compete, nice to celebrate America on the 4th of July. But you got some cash to give out, and how is that all determined?
Yeah, so there's a little over $3,000 in prize money that's distributed each year. The top three men and women in the 10K and the 5K receive prize money. There's also really cool preens, kind of like the Tour de France scenario where there are time bonuses or cash bonuses along the way. The first male or female in the 10K up the Donald Street Hill at the corner of Donald Street and Fox Hollow, they get a cash bonus. And then the first male or female at the bottom of Fox Hollow where it intersects with West Amazon Drive, another cash bonus. And then another one at 24th and Amazon Parkway. And for the 5K, the first male and female around that corner at 24th and Amazon Parkway, they get a cash bonus also. And so, you know, there are races within the race, and it creates some exciting competition each year. You know, the leaders go back and forth fighting for that intermediate prize money, and so it's pretty cool.
It is. William Wyckoff on the line here talking the Butte to Butte on July 4th. What could you tell us about the annual age-graded alumni challenge? It's the 10K.
Yeah, so in the 10K event, we started this, I think, back in 2008, and what we did is we said we're going to, when people register, we're going to identify what high school they graduated from. And so in our scoring program, based upon your finish time and your age and your gender, you get, by virtue of the World Athletic Federation, an age-graded score, per se. And we would take the top five scores from alumni of a given school. So let's say it's Willamette High School. The top five age-graded scores go into a team score, and so all of the local high schools represented get a alumni score, and every year South Eugene has won the event.
Wow. and I know you mentioned, and I talked about the website, the buttetobutte.org. As far as signing up, what's the timeline, and when the folks got to pick up? I think you wrote that it's their packet pickup. When does all that go down?
Yeah, so there's no race day registration. People can register right now at buttetobutte.org all the way through July 3rd. The 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, they can stop by the Hilton Hotel up on the second floor and register in person, pick up their packets there, and then be ready to roll on race morning. And the shuttle is provided by LTD, shuttle pickups down at 5th and Pearl. Taking them down to the start.
Yeah, that's for folks who will get shuttled up to the starting line. We mentioned all the great sponsors, but what about volunteers? I know this doesn't happen by accident. For folks who maybe want to help out, could they still get involved?
Yeah, they sure can. And on the website there, the links to contact us to volunteer. Primarily, we still have a need for a few more course marshals along the route. It takes about 120 course marshals in particular, along with 58 police officers that are out there. The course runs right up through the middle of the city. And so lots of side streets where we have volunteers. And this event cannot happen without the great support of those people. And every year they come out, and it's pretty fantastic.
All right. In closing, I could, rather than me ask a million more questions, maybe you can kind of fill in the blanks or kind of reiterate, a couple, maybe a final thought or two about the Butte to Butte, that, a word or thought that you want to get out there.
Yeah, it has for a long time been the traditional run-walk event in the community. It's reached a height of 6,000 people several years back, and it averages 4,500 to 5,000 every year now. And so it's just one of those traditions in our community that people come out and do. Doesn't matter what your skill level is, you can run or you can walk, and it's a great way to start a holiday tradition. And the cool thing about it is that we see all kinds of people of all abilities, a lot of people in costume. We see brigades of firefighters running down the road in their fire suits, their boots, carrying flags. And, you've got the super patriot aspect of it, and then you've got the casual participant aspect of it. So it's the people's race.
It's a great Independence Day tradition around here. Again, learn more, sign up, volunteer, buttetobutte.org. Hey, William, it's always great catching up. It's a terrific event, and I wish you all the best of luck this year once again.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Steve.
All right, take it easy.